USA Radio News with Wendy King.
There's new talks on making a deal to end the month-old partial government shutdown. President Trump says he could go along with what Congress comes up with as long as it contains money for border security.
Well, it depends what the agreement is. I mean, yeah, but if they come to a reasonable agreement, I would support it.
Mr. Trump says he won't be happy if the deal doesn't include money for his border wall. His spokeswoman earlier said it must include a large down payment. He also said if it doesn't,
I have other alternatives if I have to, and I'll use those alternatives if I have to.
For weeks, the president has suggested he might declare a national emergency and have the military build the wall with unobligated money. Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi said she didn't think that would be a reasonable arrangement. You're listening to USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allen Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
On Thursday, 800,000 federal workers will miss another paycheck. The Trump administration's billionaire Commerce Secretary Wilbur Ross said he didn't understand why they didn't just get a loan for the money. Freshman Democratic Congresswoman Jennifer Wexton suggested a reality check.
That's one thing that's been so striking about this entire process is the complete lack of empathy from the president on down through his administration, a complete lack of understanding of what the day-to-day life is for regular people.
There is mourning in Sebring, Florida, after a man killed five women in a bank there. Police Chief Carl Hoagland says the suspect refused to let officers into the building after more than an hour of negotiations.
We now begin the healing process. We attempt to make sense of a senseless act. We attempt to mourn the loss of our peers, our neighbors, our mothers and daughters.
This is USA Radio News.
America is built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
A Louisiana congressman is hoping to get some answers from the NFL commissioner. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has the story.
Louisiana Congressman Cedric Richmond wants NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell to come to Capitol Hill. The Democrat wants him to talk about the infamous non-pass interference call in the NFC Championship game that many Saints fans believe cost them the game, to which former Super Bowl-winning coach Tony Dungy reminds fans.
Well, there have been missed calls, bad calls, since the beginning of basketball or any other sport. You don't like to see it. I feel the Saints fans' pain. If it was my home team, I would be upset too. But it's a game. It's a sport. There is human error. And life has to go on. We have to move past it.
A long-proposed measure to help so-called dreamers in the Empire State has finally passed. With more on the story, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
New York State's DREAM Act will allow children of illegal immigrants access to state loans and grants for college in that state. The measure easily passed by the Democratic-led Assembly and Senate on Wednesday after 8 years of being turned down in the Senate, which used to have a Republican majority. The bill will provide assistance to approximately 6,000 immigrant students at a cost of $27 million a year. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.